May the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in your sight, O Lord, my strength and redeemer. Man, this is a familiar gospel passage around here. We've heard Bishop preach from it many, many times. I've preached from it many, many times, and it seems to be kind of a foundational place for us. Amen? If we start from the place that we've been rooted and grafted in the person of Christ, that we've been woven into the fabric of his very existence, and he's been woven into the fabric of ours, that is the launching place for a successful Christian life. That is the plan of God for you, that you live from that place. Bishop has said many times, all prayer happens in the throne room. You're not trying to knock down the doors of heaven to get to God. You're seated with him in heavenly places. You're seated at his right hand in Christ. Just look to your left and go, hey, Dad, can you give me a hand with this? Amen? So, you know, in the King James, it says mansions, but we know that that doesn't mean some big fancy house in heaven in the great by and by. But he's talking about the person of Christ. The place he went to prepare for you was the cross. He went to the cross to prepare a place in himself for you. And that there's enough room for everyone in there. Amen? And we're not sitting on each other and bumping into each other. There's ample room in the person of Christ. Now, I was reading this and studying this as I was praying for a friend of mine who's walking through a difficult time in his life that I have walked through before, which is funny how the Lord will bring you through something. You know, we're overcomers, means we overcame something. You can't be an overcomer unless you come over. Amen? So things happen in our life, things that are difficult. They could be obstacles, trials, warfare. But the Lord positions you to be victorious in those things and then puts you in the path of people that have gone through that or going through that so that you can be light in that darkness. Man, so in 2016, my father, we call it the weekend heard around the world, Memorial Day weekend, on Friday night, my third granddaughter was born by emergency cesarean section and our daughter almost died. First strike. It was a Friday night. On Saturday, my father had a stroke. On Sunday, my mother had a heart attack in the hospital waiting to see my father. If you're going to have a heart attack, it's a good place to do it. Just saying. So we had all of this trauma happening in this one place in space. Now, if you're not rooted and grounded in the person of Christ, that will destroy you. Thank God I knew enough of my relationship with him that I had a place to lean on, even though I wasn't where I am today. That was a very formative, probably one of the most formative times of my life, of just having to deal with real life in the mud and the mire of what do we do now? Now, if you're not seated in Christ, you have no hope. So I spent 5 years from that weekend in do mode as we dealt with him being in and out of hospital. He never really came home. He ended up in a critical care unit because he was intubated and had a feeding tube. He recovered to the point where he knew everybody. He could communicate with his eyes, couldn't talk, couldn't walk. You know, it was a rough situation. This was a brilliant, I mean, there are people in the room who know him or knew him. He was a brilliant Mensa, genius level individual who knew how to communicate, had been in ministry forever, had touched countless lives. And so this happens, and then we start asking questions like, well, why, God? What happened? Why, you know, is it, we just blame the enemy? Or, you know, what purpose, what greater thing is being served here, you know? So those are the questions you ask. And then you deal with your mother, who's gone through her own heartbreaks, grieving, dealing with her husband and being in this state, and dealing with dementia. It's another whole layer to this cocktail, right? And you can't, I'm telling you firsthand, you can't survive stuff like that if you do not have a relationship with the Lord. So I learned so much about what it was to abide in him, knowing that I had nothing in my own strength, nothing in my own power, no ability to make any of this right. And yet, in 2018, Father passed through the veil. We were at a men's retreat in San Clemente. No, we were actually in Lake Arrowhead, California. And that weekend, while I was there, he passed through the veil. Then we had Mom, who had come home and then had been in and out of the hospital, in and out of reality. And we couldn't get her, you know, to a place of normalcy, right? She had ended up spending, we got her into the same place that Dad was in for the last 3 months of his life. So they were together every day for that time, and it was great for her. But then he was gone, and now she's there till 2021. So there's 3 years of her being in that place. And as a son who was raised by great people, having to have the same conversation every day, over and over again, because the person in front of you just doesn't know. It's a difficult thing, and if you're not rooted and grounded in Christ, right? He said he'd never leave you or forsake you. So he's there in those times. You've been seated into him. He's in you. You're in him. That means none of these things you face by yourself. Amen? And it's about keeping our eyes on the fact that he's with us, actively participating in what we're going through, not as a passive bystander, not as somebody you have to keep getting their attention, but he's intentionally praying and walking through this with you. That's the peace that passes understanding, that the Prince of Peace in you can anchor your soul in the midst of those things. So I had a priest friend who saved my life in the midst of that as I kept trying to fix my mother. And he shared with me his walk with his parents, that when his mother went downhill in her health and he kept trying to fix her, what he learned was he missed out on that part of her life. That instead of loving the person in front of him, he tried to make her into the person she used to be, and she would never be that person again. And so when his father went downhill, he threw out all the stops, told everybody to shut up, keep their opinions to themselves. He said, I'm going to enjoy my father. And he had a great time with his father before he passed. So his counsel to me was, love the person in front of you. See Christ in them. And love them there. Because that's who they are right now. And so I've given that advice to my friend that I was praying for, who's going through a very similar situation with his parents right now, that abide in him and let him abide in you and know that you've been seated with him, and where he is, you are. And by extension, where you are, he is in every situation. So that was just something that came up in me as I was praying for my friend who's going through a difficult time, that there is a peace that passes understanding. It keeps your heart and your mind in the knowledge and love of God and of his Savior, our Son, Jesus Christ. That's the Prince of Peace. And it's only by the realization, the revelation, that you've been grafted into him and you are not alone. And there is nothing you... That's why Paul could say, you can do all things in Christ Jesus. I know people in prison that are freer than people working there. You see, your external circumstance does not dictate who you are, nor does it change the truth about who he is in you. Amen? So know that he has prepared that place for you, and that where he is, you are, and where you are, he is. Amen? In the name of God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit.